Greetings to all of you who are from Agape Community Church, and to all of you who are listening in, welcome. Now, since the partial lockdown, and like most of you, I've been working from home. Taking my own advice from last Sunday's message, I've been hard at work at home, and among the many things and many chores, I've actually painted my perimeter, house perimeter walls. And guess what? Monica is my boss. She joins me in my love and greetings to all of you. Now, let me start off this message with the assuring words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, and my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." So, church, I wish you peace, and I wish you Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Now, with the tightening of travel restrictions, decreasing earnings, the loss of income, the fear of contracting this deadly virus, and the barrage of forwarded messages that adds unnecessary stress to our already overloaded minds, I'm so glad, you know, that I have this peace within my heart, that Jesus promises us peace. Jesus also told us that his words, they are spirit and they are life. Simply put, you know, Jesus' words, God's words, is life-giving and life-changing. Now, so much has changed in the way we live and go about our daily routines since we're stricken by this present pandemic. Partial lockdown, movement control order, and social distancing have changed the way we live. The concept of world as a global village has been redefined to some extent. We no longer can fly freely, and certainly we cannot have breakfast in Malaysia, lunch in Singapore, and dinner in Australia, at least for now. Now, instead, we are now confined to our countries, and if that's not bad enough, we are imprisoned in our own homes. We call this Duduk rumah diam diam. Paraphrased, it simply means stay at home, stay at home, stay at home. In our news channels, we constantly hear the phrases repeated: lockdown, social distancing, and movement control order, among many others. I like to take these phrases: lockdown, social distancing, and movement control orders, these so-called restrictions, and see them as catalysts that can add value to our faith and in our pursuit for God. Take the word lockdown, be it partial or total. Now, assuming we all by now have some idea of what a lockdown is, I'm certainly glad that I'm not locked out. There are people stranded in some countries who are unable to fly back home. Now, I received news recently that the Watoto Children Choir that was with us recently, having spent 6 months here in Asia, being already homesick when they came to us, they are now not able to fly back because international flights have been barred from flying into Uganda. And so what a pity. So in your prayers, among many other things that we are praying for, frontliners, God will give a solution, that someone will come up with a vaccine. Pray for the Watoto children, won't you? Now, for most of us, we can certainly be thankful to God that in times of lockdown, we are not locked out. We are at home and we are with our families. Praise the Lord for that. Now, just in case some of you guys are locked out from your own houses by your wives and she does not want to speak to you anymore, don't worry, be happy. I have this advice for you. Speak softly and gently to the lock, because communication is the key. Now, that's not very helpful, isn't it? Now, just in case, anyway, if I can think of a word that's worse than the word locked out or locked down, it would be this word. It's spelled K-N-O-C-K-O-U-T. Yes, knockout. I read from the Living Bible Version, 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 and 9. We are pressed on every side by troubles, but not crushed and broken. We are perplexed because we don't know why things happen as they do. But we don't give up and quit. We are hunted down, but God never abandons us. We get knocked down, but we get up and we keep going. Borrowing the imagery of a boxing match, my take on this verse is this. In life, we will experience hard knocks regardless, just like any boxer would. There are times a boxer can be knocked down and more than once. And there are times when he's knocked down, he gets up, he fights, continues fighting, and guess what? There are times he wins the fight. You see, this is exactly what God is saying to us, saying to you and to me. We can experience lockdown, we can be knocked down, be it financially, health-wise, in relationships matter, or what have you, but we are never knocked out. Why? Because God is with us. He's fighting for us. His grace is more than sufficient. His strength perfect in our weaknesses. And we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus our Lord. Come on, someone say an amen to that. So with this in mind, let me paraphrase 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9 in my own words. We are hit on every side, left, right, and center, but we are still here, still holding up. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine, as John Legend would say. We don't understand why we are going through all this and why all this happening to us all at the same time, but we won't quit. We'll never give up. We are constantly bombarded and assaulted, but God will not abandon us. We are knocked down, but we are not knocked out. We get up and we fight the good fight of faith, and we keep on keeping on. Locked down, not locked out. Knocked down, but never knocked out. Now let us look at the phrase social distancing. Simply put, it means distancing ourselves from people and from crowd. Stay away from crowds. If at all you have to interact, keep a safe distance between you and others. Now, how can this help, you may ask us, in our spiritual journey? Though the word social distancing isn't found in the Bible, I see this principle at work in scriptures. Take Mary, Martha's sister, for example. Now, Jesus and his disciples were visiting, and there was a hive of culinary activity in the kitchen with Martha as the master chef. And it was in that busy kind of a setting that Jesus commended Mary's action of withdrawing, and you can say distancing herself from everyone else, so that she can be with Jesus, spend time with Jesus, and listening to Jesus. This is one thing that is needful, and Mary, Jesus said, has chosen to do just that, and it will never be taken away from her. Now, that story is recorded for us in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Now, do take some time today or this week. Read that passage, meditate upon it, and allow God to speak into your hearts. I call what Mary did as social distancing, so as to be able to engage in spiritual intimacy. Even Jesus, our Lord and Savior, did quite a bit of that. We so often read of Jesus withdrawing from the crowd so as to have time alone and in prayer. Jesus withdrew by himself by boat to a solitary place. Mark chapter 14, verse 13. Jesus withdrew to a mountain by himself, John chapter 6, verse 15. And Jesus often withdrew to lonely places, and there he prayed. Luke 5, verse 16. Now, don't you see it? It is social distancing so as to have spiritual intimacy, time alone, and time with God. Now, Jesus' rebuttal of Mary's complaint about, Martha's complaint about Mary wasn't that being helpful is unimportant. The problem with Martha was that she was distracted with many things and missed the whole point of Jesus' visit. Isn't that so true of us too? There are times we spend time cleaning, washing, getting a house tidy, cooking up a storm, for our guests. And by the time they arrive, we are just tired out and we have no energy for that. And we have missed the point. Now, it is when we are disconnected from the hustle and the bustle and distractions in life that only then we can experience God in a very personal way. Now, let's look at another example, the patriarch Jacob. Having deceived his father Isaac, stolen Esau's blessing, Jacob was now running away from home and running for his life. And the sun began to set, and the Bible says he came to a certain place, and there he spent that night, and he was alone. And guess what? It was in that place, away from others, and all alone, that he had a spiritual encounter, a revelation of God, if you may, that changed the trajectory of his life. Jacob's mindset at that moment was just survival. If Esau was to catch up with him, that would be the end of Jacob's life. But while his mindset was just survival, one day at a time, God's plan was a future ahead of him. So great was that, and impactful was the spiritual experience that Jacob proclaimed, "How awesome is this place? God is in this place. This must be the house of God," Jacob said. "The dwelling place where the presence of God is." Now, years later, Jacob would have yet another spiritual encounter, a time of spiritual intimacy where he was alone with God again. His past has caught up with him, and he was about to come face to face with his brother Esau. Having organized and sent his family in groups, and having put in place a clever plan to mitigate and diffuse the anger of his brother Esau, Jacob was left alone. Read this in Genesis chapter 32, verse 14. "And when he was all by himself and alone, that Jacob once again experienced the empowering presence of God." Talk about spiritual intimacy. God was up close and personal, and Jacob had to wrestle with God the entire night regarding the issues in his life as to who he really was. And it was there in that encounter that Jacob had a God moment. A God moment that changed the momentum of his spiritual life. And Jacob was renamed Israel, a prince of God, one who wrestled and struggled all his life. And now, having wrestled with God, he's now a prince and an overcomer in life. Jacob had connected with God. Jacob had tapped into the presence of God. His life was never the same again. And you know what? It's so true, that the man or the woman who have had an encounter with God, his walk, his life will never be the same again. Now, I'm of the opinion and conviction that in times of social distancing, that we are in some ways forced to disconnect so as to connect with God. In times such as this, we are more attuned, sensitive, and responsive to God. Excuse me. Now, with the movement control order being extended to April 14, and the statistics of people being infected and dismissed, and with some more stringent regulations that are in place, our movement are hampered and curbed. The MCO may restrict our movement, but not our prayers. Our prayers know no boundaries. It's not restricted. We may be locked in, but our prayers are never locked out. They go beyond the walls, the roofs of our homes, and they reach and they touch heaven. Our prayers go to places where our feet cannot go, and they do the things our hands cannot do. You must believe, church, that your prayers are powerful and they are effective, and they do matter. What a better time than these, than to have time at home, time to ourselves, time to reflect, time to connect with God, time to pray and see God do wonders. I would like to close by turning our attention to a love story in the Bible, the Song of Solomon. The passionate love between a man and a woman speaks of God's love for us, his people, as his bride. And God has this to say to us, as the lover has this to say to his beloved. Solomon chapter 2, verse 10 and 13, "Come away with me, my love. Distance yourself from everything, from everybody, and come spend time with me." So let us respond and take time to connect and proclaim as we connect with God and say, "My beloved is mine, and I am his, and his banner over me is love." Now, just before I ask God to bless all of you and then sign off, for my next Sunday's message, we are going to celebrate Holy Communion. Yes, celebrate Holy Communion. Where I am, and you at your homes. So just before you start viewing next Sunday's video, please make sure that you have some grape juice, Ribena, any fruit juice, wine also okay, at least for now, and biscuit or bread ready. And we will have communion together next Sunday. Now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And everybody said, amen. Amen and amen. And God bless you. Stay safe and be safe. God bless you. Amen.